Cape Town is a city where hundreds of thousands of people do not have proper homes, and the situation seems to get worse and worse every year. Yesterday, the Constitutional Court ruled that the onus is on the state to find alternative housing for workers evicted from privately owned land. Now, the case was brought by former workers of brickmaking firm Clay Tile. The company retrenched its workers and then issued eviction notices. And throughout court proceedings, the City of Cape Town maintained that Vulva Refuge was the only option for emergency housing, and they couldn't provide alternative housing because of the long waiting list. EWN reporter Monique Mortlock has been following the case and joins me in the studio. Monique, there are two separate issues, aren't there, with Vulva Refuge? There's the Clay Tile workers and then there's the Woodstock residents. Can you break that down for us?
Yes, so I'll first talk about the Bromwell Street residents. That court case is still ongoing. It's been going on for about a year, just over a year. So the Bromwell Street residents are facing eviction because private property developers bought the land that these 26 residents are living on, and so now obviously they've ordered they've issued them with eviction notices saying they have to leave because they want to start their development. That's the Woodstock hub, but then the residents went to approached the High Court last year to get the High Court to rule that the City of Cape Town has an obligation to provide them with temporary accommodation in or near the CBD because that's where many of them work. That's where the schools, the kids go to school, that's where the hospitals are.
All these years.
The City of Cape Town, however, said that the only available space they have is at Vulva Refuge, which is a temporary relocation area. Currently, there's about 1,400 residents staying in these corrugated iron two-bedroom units. But obviously the Bromwell Street residents are opposing that, saying, no, we don't want to go to Vulva Refuge. I've been there a couple of times. Many of the people even living there echo the sentiments of the Bromwell Street residents, saying it's quite a desolate place. It's isolated. It's far from hospitals, far from schools. Many of the people living there currently are unemployed because they are so far from the nearest town, which is Atlantis, where they can maybe look for a job. Then we get the Clay Tile, the Clay Tile matter. So these group of workers, they never disputed their dismissal, but they did dispute having to move from this land that Clay Tile owns. But obviously the Clay Tile said, look, you guys have to leave. You're no longer in our employ. We have to use these houses for new employees who need homes and need to live close to work. Group of former employees have been staying there for free for about 5 years on the land. So it's a court battle that's been coming on from Balville Magistrates Court and the Land Claims Court all the way up to the Con Court. And yesterday the Con Court ruled that the onus is on the state, in this case the City of Cape Town, to provide these residents with alternative temporary accommodation just until they can find their feet. But the residents obviously initially rejected the city's offer for them to live in Delft in some temporary housing units there or to stay at Vulva Refuge because the group says, but we've been staying in brick houses all of these years. Now we have to move to a two-bedroom corrugated iron structure. No, we don't want to move there. And that's basically what's been culminating into yesterday's judgment where the Con Court ruled in favor of the manufacturer, saying you guys will have to leave. You have 3 months, 90 days, effective since yesterday, to vacate the premises. And the only place they basically have to go is Vulva Refuge.
So what happens next? They're saying they're not going to move in the next 90 days.
Yeah, so but what happens next is they have to, because now the highest court in the land has ruled you have to leave. You have 90 days. I mean, this is something that's that they've been trying to fight for years now, for 5 years. And there's really nothing they can do except move to Vulva Refuge. And the City of Cape Town, I did a story early in the week where we were speaking about the expansion plans that the city has to actually create about 4,500 new housing units in Wolvertefield, which means they are expanding it to make space for families like Bramwell Street for these Claytile ex-employees to stay.
As you say, Wolvertefield desolate. Crime residents talk about crime. They talk about safety. Mm. Very much like Blikkiesdorp.
Mm. Exactly like Blikkiesdorp, or that's where it looks like it's headed. And the people who are currently living in Wolvertefield are quite scared of it turning into an uncontrollable, crime-ridden space.
EWN reporter Monique Mortlock, thank you so much.